Rahab Sisters is a nonprofit which works to serve those marginalized by poverty, houselessness, sex work, violence, or substance use. Every Friday, they open their doors to women and people whose gender identity makes them vulnerable, offering a hot meal, a safe space, and radical hospitality. On Monday, October 21st, Portland's improvisers are coming together to create a night of comedy right on the spot in an effort to raise money for Rahab Sisters. This event is presented by Bridge City Improv, Comedy Really Cares, and Portland Center Stage. My name is Althea Billings, and I sat down with the organizers to discuss the benefit.
My name is Amy Conway. I'm a local artist and improviser, and a couple years ago I got really angry at the world, and I started a fundraising thing in the comedy community called Comedy Really Cares, and I just talk to all the people I know, because I do enough comedy with enough people that I have fingers in all the little theaters, and just asked everyone if they wanted to be part of it. And so we started raising money for local and national charities, and I've done two winter things, and I've started doing more throughout the year and just kind of picking a subject. Recently in August, I did one that raised money for Project Corazon helps send lawyers down to the border to work with kids. And we raised $880 in a night, and nice. It was really fun. So that's me.
Sweet.
All right. I'm Annalisa Davis. I'm the executive director of Rahab Sisters. And our mission is creating community through radical hospitality with those marginalized by poverty, houselessness, sex work, violence, and substance use.
And I'm Lisa Brousseau. I'm a co-producer with Bridge City Improv, and I have been working over at Rahab Sisters as a volunteer for about the last 18 months, which is why I was so excited to team up with Amy and a bunch of other improvisers in town and do this benefit show.
Sweet. So let's talk about Rahab Sisters first. Can you tell me a little bit about what that organization does?
Sure. We've been around coming up on 16 years, and we're open on Friday nights to anyone who identifies as a woman or whose gender identity makes them vulnerable. And we serve a seated dinner, restaurant style, a table set with flowers and nice tablecloths. We provide hygiene supplies, basic things that people need for dignity and health. We have a mental health program and licensed counselors who are on site. But the real core of who we are is the activities and community that we create together. So every Friday, we have different activities that go on. We have long relationships. Some people have been coming 10 plus years. So we really get to know each other as friends and as humans and connect across a lot of different kinds of boundaries.
Cool. So Lisa, how did you get involved with Rahab Sisters?
A friend of mine, Crystal, who is a stand-up comic here in the Portland area, had been involved. She was a board member for quite a number of years, right? And so she would do things like post on Facebook about go to Burgerville and, you know, some of your money will go to Rahab's. And I was similarly angered a couple of years ago. And, you know, the homeless situation here in Portland is, gosh, so extreme. It's impossible to not notice what's going on. I was involved with a theater downtown, and so there was a lot of homelessness all around me, and I thought, well, now's the time to actually, you know, step up and try to do something. The problem was so huge. You just have to sort of step in and sit down and have a meal with somebody. Really, I mean, it's one relationship at a time is what Rahab's does, and so it's helped me feel as though, you know, I'm making some kind of a difference.
How did you find out about it, Amy?
From Lisa, actually. I am new to Rahab Sisters. I actually haven't been out there, but Lisa has been talking about it for a while and is very passionate about it. And so when she was planning this event, she invited me to join under kind of the Comedy Really Cares and partner with the whole project, and was very happy to join.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about the event. What is the goal?
Gosh, I think, it's twofold, really. It's, first of all, to raise awareness about Rahab Sisters through all the publicity that we're doing for the show. The event will happen at Portland Center Stage on Monday, October 21st. And so we are co-producing between Comedy Really Cares, Bridge City Improv, and Portland Center Stage at the Armory. So all of us are reaching out to our supporters. Rahabs is helping to support. And so what we're really hoping to do is just share the word about the existence of Rahabs to new communities of people who maybe haven't heard about it. And secondarily, to raise as much money as we can. We've got 160 tickets to sell for the event, and there will be some other opportunities to make donations and that sort of stuff. So that's what we're hoping to do.
Very cool. So this question is maybe a little bit esoteric, but what role do you think that comedy has to play in addressing issues like houselessness or another thing that Rahabs deals with, which is the oppression of women and femmes?
I mean, I think there's you know, it's not a one-to-one ratio of effect. Like, we're not going to use comedy to give someone a home, you know, but it doesn't quite work that way. But one thing that I notice happening a lot is addressing issues and being very real in comedy can have a really positive effect by just talking honestly and reacting honestly. I know there's a lot of push in the comedy places that I hang out for also putting other voices forward and like pushing against like the stereotypical white male comedian. Like, we're really making space for other voices and other truths to be shared through this action. With Comedy Really Cares, for me it was, these are, what resources do I have to help? I don't have a lot of money personally. I don't have a lot of time personally, but I have these resources. So I can use the things that I know well and that I love to push awareness as well as raise money for things that are already happening.
One of the reasons that I was excited as an improv actress to get involved down at Rahabs is to get a chance to actually meet the ladies who are living on the street and experiencing all of these sort of things, because certainly homeless situations will arise every once in a while in an improv scene, and I think that you know, without the knowledge of the reality of what that life is like, you come at it from a very stereotypical perspective. And I've actually been in a couple of improvised scenes playing a homeless person, and I've learned that I've got all sorts of resources, right? So that I can show up in the scene, and there was something going on where somebody was distressed about something, and I just brought out my bag of everything. And I said, oh, I've got extra pants. I've got this. I need this. I've got food. I can feed you. I've got all of these resources, which is kind of a shift in the way that homeless individuals are usually played on stage. So I was able to bring my knowledge into it from that perspective. I think also, too, we had rehearsal last night, and the people in the Bridge City Improv cast were a little concerned about smashing comedy up against homelessness. And what I was trying to tell them was that one of the biggest things that I've learned from working with the folks at Rahabs is that we're all just human beings, and we're all, you know, we're all in these different living situations. And I feel personally that some of the best comedy comes from just the ridiculousness of the human condition. You know what I mean? And so I was saying, you know, don't. There's no need to be super reverent about the subject, I don't think. I think one of our goals with our cast is to just do what we do best, go in there and do like a really great comedy improv show, and raise some money so that the folks at Rahabs can do what they do best.
And I think that's so true, Lisa. People say to me all the time, you know, oh, it must be so depressing to go to Rahab Sisters every Friday night and be face to face with all of these challenges and pressures that people are facing. And there's an incredible amount of joy there. I mean, I always tell people the people who come to Rahabs are the most amazing, resilient, beautiful, strong human beings that I have ever had the honor to meet in my life. And sometimes I laugh so hard on Friday nights, I can't stand it. It's just...
Like when Colleen was running around dancing and singing. I mean, there's often all sorts of joy. There's karaoke that goes on. There's bingo that goes on. There's all sorts of stuff that happens at Rahabs. It's you know, there's a lot of sadness and there's a lot of strife and trauma and all of that sort of stuff too. But again, it all sort of comes back down to that human connection.
Exactly. We're all just human. So often people aren't treated that way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just gonna say I've spent a number of years volunteering at PEAR downtown, which works with youth that are transitioning out of, that are experiencing homelessness or transitioning out of it. Their age range is like, you know, I think it's like 18 to 24 or 16 to, I think it's 18. Anyways, but along those same lines, like when you enter that space, it's not a thing where you're entering a space where you're like, oh no, all these people are homeless. You're just walking in and everyone gets the same level of respect and space and they just get to be. And like, that's what, it's the human condition that you're talking about, the respect that you just offer to people automatically because they're humans. And like, that's, and along the lines of improv, it's like, if you're going to play anyone, play them as a human
right. Who
deserves respect. And just think about it that way. There's no room for stereotypes or aggression towards things that we're against or don't know or afraid of. Let's just be people and think about what it's like to experience this.
So let's talk a little bit about the event, specifically what is going to be going on stage.
Well, we're going to open up with Annalise spreading the word about Rehabs to everybody in the audience. And then Comedy Really Cares has 9 fantastic improvisers who are going to come up and do a 35-minute set. We'll have a little intermission. And then the Bridge City Improv cast of 8 will come up and do an improvised set for another 35 minutes or so. And I think that what's true about both of our sets is that the format of the improv that we're doing is going to be based around personal stories.
Yeah.
Is that true?
You folks
are doing an Armando?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And we devised something last night where each of the improvisers are going to be telling true personal stories, and then we're just going to riff off of the ideas that come up from those stories. So going off the idea of the sorts of things that happen at Rehabs, just a bunch of people sitting around telling stories to one another and being inspired by that.
Very cool. So is there anything else that you want to let the listeners know today? We can go around.
Where to get tickets?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Well, probably the easiest place to get tickets is to go to the Portland Center Stage website, and on their events page, there's a ticket link.
Very cool. Other thoughts?
I'm excited. I rated the cast and crew of Kickstand Comedy for this set. They're a local improv theater, and I'm very excited about the people who are going to come and play, and I think it's going to be really fun.
Oh, that, yeah, and that reminds me, we actually, so my husband and I were members of the Brody Theater for many years, and the Brody sadly closed down last November, so we're sort of freelance improvisers wandering around Portland right now, and we have folks from Comedy Sports who are going to be joining us. We've got some folks from Girls with Heads and the Stufftown Improv Festival and
Curious Comedy.
Exactly. So we've got representatives of most of the improv theaters in town that are going to be joining us on stage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I just think everyone should come. I'm going to be sitting in there in the audience laughing my head off, and I cannot wait. And I'm so grateful and excited that this has come together with these amazing and generous groups of improv and comedy performers here in Portland.
Yeah,
we're
and
really
I wanna,
lucky.
I want to give a shout out to Kelsey Tyler over at Portland Center Stage, who has been very generous in giving us the stage to make this benefit happen. So 3 cheers for Portland Center Stage at the Armory.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Well, very cool. Amy, Annalisa, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was my conversation with Annalisa Davis, the executive director of Rehab Sisters, Amy Conway, the founder of Comedy Really Cares, and Lisa Brusso, a partner at Bridge City Improv. On Monday, October 21st, these groups will be coming together to present an improvised comedy showcase in support of Rehab Sisters at Portland Center Stage at 128 Northwest 11th at 7 p.m. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings. Thanks for listening.